The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. This is First in the Family with DJ First to Do It, a real look at the first-gen college journey, the long nights, the big dreams, and the moments that push us forward. This path isn't easy, but we're built for it. This is my story, and maybe yours too. Let's get it. What's good, y'all? Welcome back to First in the Family. I'm DJ, First to Do It, and today, we're switching things up. Instead of telling my story, we're sitting down with another incredible first-gen student who's out here making moves. My peer and fellow nursing major, Jolie Langell. She's in her junior year at Dominican, and her story touches on identity, resilience, and what it really means to carry your family's journey with you throughout college. Let's get into it. All right, Jolie. First off, thank you so much for being here. Can you start by telling us a little bit about who you are and where you come from?
Thanks for having me. So my name's Jolie Langell. I'm a junior nursing student here at Dominican. I'm Filipina and white. My mom immigrated from the Philippines when she was 18 with my oldest brother, and my dad is from the U.S., upstate New York to be specific. He served 31 years in the military, so I grew up with that kind of strict structure and discipline, but also a lot of heart and culture from my mom's side. I'm a first-gen college student, and being here is a really big deal for my family.
You mentioned your family. How has your background shaped your college journey so far?
It shaped everything. Both of my parents didn't go to college, so when I got accepted, it was like our whole family won. My parents worked so hard to give me this chance, both sacrificing in ways that I couldn't imagine. So now that I'm here, I feel this strong responsibility to make it count. I want to be a nurse, not just for me, but for them, for what they've invested in me.
Being first gen comes with a lot of pressure. Do you ever feel that weight, like you're representing more than just yourself?
All the time. I feel like I carry my family's story with me wherever I go. It's not just my name on the grades, it's their sacrifices too. So even when I'm tired or stressed, I remind myself that I'm doing this for more than just a degree. That helps me keep going.
Let's talk about identity for a second. You're Filipina and white. How's your mixed identity impacted your experience in college as a first-gen student?
It's definitely something I've had to reflect on more in college. Sometimes I feel like I'm not Filipino enough or American enough. I sit in between those worlds. But I've started to embrace both sides of who I am. My mom's culture, the values, the respect for elders, that's shaped how I care for people, which is huge in nursing. At the same time, my dad gave me this quiet strength and sense of purpose. Being mixed doesn't make me less, it gives me more to draw from.
That's real. Now, let's be honest. College isn't easy. What's one of the hardest things you have faced since starting at Dominican?
Honestly, feeling like I belonged. During my first year, I didn't know how to ask for help. I was scared to speak up in class, and I just felt out of place. But once I found other students who were also first gen and eventually became my best friends, I realized I wasn't alone, and that gave me confidence.
I love that. Community is everything. What does support look like for you now?
Support looks like checking in with friends who get it, calling my mom or dad when I need encouragement, and using resources like tutoring or the Student Success Center. I've learned that leaning on people isn't a weakness. It's how you stay strong in the long run.
Let's take a dive into nursing for a minute. What inspired you to choose nursing, and what keeps you motivated?
I've always wanted to care for people. My mom is the kind of person who would drop everything to help someone, and I think that rubbed off on me. My family friend, who I look up to as a sister, also became a nurse, which drove my interest even further. But nursing just felt right. It's where I can be present for people in their hardest moments. What keeps me going is imagining the kind of nurse I want to be. Someone who listens, who sees people, and who shows up with heart, even on the tough days.
Being in nursing school is no joke. How do you manage the stress and stay grounded?
Lots of deep breaths, to be honest. But seriously, I journal, I talk things out with friends, and I remind myself of why. Some days are super overwhelming because as a nursing student, going deeper into the program, your priorities start to change, and sometimes you can lose yourself. You start prioritizing nursing school over everything else because of how high stakes it is. But then I remember the patients I'll help one day, making an impact in their lives, whether it's big or small. Just an extension of their support system, and that gives me the strength to push through. I also try not to compare myself too much. Everyone's path is different. Comparison will only distract you from your end goal.
Okay, so imagine a younger first-gen student listening to this right now. What's something you'd want them to hear?
I'd tell them, you're not behind, you're not too different, you're exactly where you need to be. College will challenge you in ways you can't predict, but that's how you grow. Keep showing up, keep asking questions. You don't have to do it perfectly. Just don't give up.
All right, let's switch gears just a little. As a junior now, you've had some time to grow and figure things out. What's something that surprised you about yourself during this college journey?
I think I'm most surprised by how much I've grown emotionally. Like, I used to think being strong meant holding it all in, never showing when I was struggling. But college has taught me that real strength comes from being open, from saying, hey, I need help, or I'm not okay right now. I didn't expect to come into college and get more in touch with myself, but that's exactly what happened. It's been uncomfortable sometimes, but it's helped me heal and become more confident.
Now, that's what I call real growth. Do you feel like being in nursing school has pushed you into that space of emotional maturity faster than maybe some other majors would?
Totally. Nursing makes you deal with emotions all the time. You're learning how to care for people who are going through the hardest parts of their lives, so you can't avoid those feelings. You have to learn how to hold space for someone else, while also still taking care of yourself. It's forced me to build boundaries, but also deepen my compassion. And honestly, it's made me more reflective in my own relationships, family, friends, and even with myself.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of us first-gen students are natural caregivers, always looking out for others. But that balance between showing up for everyone else and showing up for yourself, that's really hard.
It is. It's so hard. I used to feel guilty for doing anything for myself, like taking a break or going out with friends. I'd tell myself, you should be studying, or your parents didn't get this chance, so don't waste it. But over time, I realized that rest and joy aren't luxuries. They're necessary. I deserve to be happy while I work towards my goals, not just after I've reached them. And once I really embraced that, everything started to shift.
That's such a good reminder. So, looking ahead now, what's something you're really looking forward to, whether it's in nursing, life, or just this next season?
I'm honestly looking forward to giving back. Like, once I graduate, I want to continue to mentor other first-gen nursing students. I didn't have someone who came from my background guiding me through this process, and I want to be that person for someone else, because college is a lonely and isolating process at times. But even now, I get excited when a younger student asks for advice or looks up to me. It's wild to think I've become someone's example, and I want to keep paying that forward.
You mentioned wanting to give back, and I think that's such a powerful full circle moment. But let's go deeper. What do you think is one thing you needed back then that you now try to be for others?
I think I needed someone to tell me that my way of doing things was enough. There's so much comparison in college. You look around and think, I'm not as smart or as confident or as put together. I wish someone had said, you're figuring it out at your own pace, and that's okay. Now when I talk to newer students, especially those who are first gen or who share my background, I try to be that voice of reassurance. Like, I see you, I know it's hard, but you're doing better than you think, and you've already come this far.
You talked a lot about care, for your patients, for other students, for your family. I want to ask, how do you care for yourself now in ways you didn't before?
Ooh, that's a good one. For me, it's about unlearning the idea that self-care is selfish. I used to think that if I wasn't constantly pushing myself, I was slacking. But now I carve out space for things that restore me, whether that's taking a walk, cooking with my mom when I'm home, or just having a weekend where I don't touch school stuff at all. And it's not perfect. I still fall into old habits, but I've learned to check in with myself more, and that has made all the difference.
All right, switching it up again, was there anyone either in your life or in the media that inspired you when it came to school or nursing?
Honestly, growing up, I didn't have many role models in nursing or even in higher education. But my family friend, who's like a sister, was one of the first people I saw graduate college, and that planted a seed. She showed me that it was possible. Outside of that, I looked up to people who embodied strength and empathy, even if they weren't in the medical field. Like my mom, for example. She came to a new country with limited English and little understanding of American culture. She placed herself in an incredibly unfamiliar and challenging situation, all because she wanted a better life for herself and our family. That's true dedication and determination. I pulled pieces from all of them to build this picture of the kind of woman and nurse I want to become.
And now you are the model. No pressure though, right? Seriously, that's something a lot of first-gen students deal with, being seen as the example before they even feel ready.
Oh, for sure. There were times I was like, wait, me? Y'all are looking at me for advice? But I've learned that you don't need to have everything figured out to be someone's guide. Sometimes being honest about what you're still figuring out makes you more relatable. I don't pretend to have all the answers, but I do share what's helped me. And I think that's enough. It's not about being perfect, it's about being real.
Let's talk about values for a sec. You've mentioned compassion, community, and identity. What are some values that guide you, not just in school, but in life?
Definitely integrity, humility, and service. I try to carry myself in a way that honors both where I come from and where I'm headed. Being a nurse, you realize how deeply people trust in you in vulnerable moments. And I want to be someone who earns that trust, not just in the hospital, but in everyday life. I also value curiosity. Like, I never want to stop learning or growing. Even when I graduate, I'll still be looking for more ways to improve. I want to go back to get my master's, and I want to give myself more opportunities to grow as a nurse and as a person.
You've brought up your mixed identity a few times. Can you share a moment where that duality really showed up, either in a challenge or in a strength?
Definitely in clinicals. I remember being assigned to a patient who was Filipino, and when they found out I was also Filipino, their whole face lit up and I could feel a shift of trust growing. We talked about food, about growing up with a Filipino mom. It was an instant connection. And I thought, wow, this is the power of cultural understanding. On the flip side, I've had moments where people question what I am or make assumptions about how I should act based on one side of my identity. But both experiences have taught me how to navigate space with confidence and empathy.
That's beautiful. Representation really does matter, especially in healthcare. You never know how one connection, one shared experience can shift someone's day.
Exactly. And it's not just about being seen. It's about making others feel seen too. That's what I try to carry into every patient interaction. I don't want anyone to feel invisible when they're already going through something so hard.
You said so many things today that are going to stick with people. Before we keep going, I want to ask, what's one thing you've unlearned since starting college?
One of the things that I've unlearned since starting college, I'd say, is the belief that I have to earn rest. That idea that I can only relax after I've checked everything off my list. It's been a big mindset shift for me to say, I deserve peace now, I deserve balance now. And surprisingly, once I started making space for that, my motivation actually increased because I wasn't burning out so fast.
Okay, now we're entering wisdom territory. If you had to name this chapter of your life right now, what would you call it?
I think I'd call it becoming, because that's really what it feels like. I'm not who I was when I started college, and I'm not quite the person I want to be yet, but I'm in motion. I'm evolving. And even though it's messy sometimes, I'm proud of the direction I'm headed, and I'm proud of who I'm becoming.
Phew, that was deep. Big love to Jolie for sitting down with us and being so real about her journey. From identity and resilience to the pressures of nursing school and finding the courage to take up space.